Welcome to the Ether. Today is Thursday, June 2nd, 2022. Today on the Ether, Knots News, IBC NFT giveaway, and AMA with Knots NFTs. Let's take a listen.
CTB?
Yeah, because he actually kind of threw that out there last night and really got me thinking about the royalty thing. And, you know, he was talking about the utility with that. And then I was talking with our mod gang and, so we can talk about that tonight, but he's really the fruits of our labor. He's the source. So, and he also won. We got to pay him up. He won Crypto Danny's giveaway, so he gets a star knot. Okay. And because he already owned a star knot, he gets a bonus 1,000 stars. It's really awesome.
So it's 1,500 stars and a star knot.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I can pay him all out. That tonight without a problem if he just shoots me the information. So crypto, send it over to the Knots DM and your address and your star's address, and then I guess just your star's address, and then I'll get you paid out, bud.
We got Flick. He's here. He's working in New Zealand. I told him to turn down that scanner, though. You know, you got to pay attention to us. We're the important stuff.
Yeah. All right. It's slightly hot here in Texas, man. It's like 100 fucking degrees outside. Woo! Sorry, got done walking sugar, man. You sent me that text. I was like, what are you talking about, man? I'm not ready. I'm not in game mode.
Yeah, you know, the girls are finished up with soccer for the season, so I was like, we can push it back. Maybe to 8 o'clock. I should have probably told you that, but I mean, 20 minutes, isn't that enough?
Yeah, but I was on, you know, I was about a mile and a half away from my house.
Yeah.
But
you had to do some of that speed walking.
Yes. Yes. Got my power walking on and got here in time. So,
I want to welcome everybody to our Knots News. Last week, we missed it. You know, we're going into the summer months here, and with summer comes family time. Very important. I went on a family vacation last week up to the mountains of Tennessee, and Rusty's going to be going on vacation here coming up too. But in between those, we'll be running Knots News, you know, and doing what we can to stay connected to our community. We love reaching out with you guys. We love getting feedback from you guys, and we're so appreciative of all the support that you give Rusty and I and all of our Knots team within the Cosmoverse. So we'll try to stay connected, but it is the summer season, so there is more family time involved.
Yep. But until then, we're here. Happy to be here.
We are here.
We were off last week. So how was your vacation?
It was beautiful. You know, the Gatlinburg area is amazing. I don't know if anybody's been to that Tennessee area. It's very mountainous. It's very scenic. It's also very popular. So especially on Memorial weekend. So it was, you know, all the popular attractions were elbow to elbow. And, you know, it was kind of like being in Disney World at high season. So it was a bit tough, but, you know, can't complain about being with family, right? It was good just to get away together and spend time and hang out.
Yeah. And I was just there 2 months ago, so, but it was not Memorial Day weekend. So it is beautiful out there. I love Dollywood. I can't lie. It was quite fun. They had some really cool roller coasters out there. So, but the one thing I said now, after going to Dollywood, wherever I go, to any amusement park, So we're going on vacation in a couple weeks. I'm going to get the damn fast pass because I hate waiting in line and then people just coming up, just cutting like they're better than you and just going in front of you because right, they bought this fast pass. But what I realized is it's just jealousy and anger, right? I want to be that person cutting in line. I've never been that person. Next time, I'm going to be that person. We're going to the water park here. When we go on vacation. We're going to the beach and we're going to a water park. I'm getting a fast pass. It's going to be my first time.
You deserve a fast pass. And you know, you'll be on the other side of those ropes and you can hold your nose a little higher and do that brisk walk right up to the front. It'll
feel good. I'll be like Mr. Higgins.
Yeah, just like Mr. Higgins, you'll be feeling good.
Yeah,
it'll be a good time. For people that don't know, I'm Jerry. And Rusty is my co-host. We're both co-founders of Knots. We've been we've met in Cosmos and we've been building up the Knots community and just trying to build up Cosmos in general through NFTs and encouraging staking within the Cosmos, because staking is the meat and potatoes of Cosmos, right? So we build NFT products that are high quality, high value. They bring long-term value to you guys, but they also encourage staking because that's in the long term, that's where we all win is through staking and being committed to seeing Cosmos grow. So that's a little bit about us as we get started here.
That's a great intro. So I've been speaking of staking, I've been enjoying my Evmos rewards that I've been staking to Cosmos Spaces. But yeah, man, that's been like the only good thing that's been going lately is Evmos. I'm looking at CoinGecko right now and everything is, you know, it's got the 1 hour, 24 hours, 7 days. The only one that's green on my portfolio is Evmos. So,
yeah.
And
go ahead. Yeah, you can't, we're in a down period, but you know, it's ride the wave, right? There's high tide and low tide. You just got to roll with it and stay the course. And like you said before, you know, the longer you're in cryptocurrency, and I love cryptocurrency. I hate that fiat is controlled by the government and that money is used by our government for means that you might not necessarily agree with. You should be able to hold your money in whatever currency you want that does what suits you. So that's what I love about crypto is, you know, I can put my money where it reflects my attitude and my philosophy and what I want done with it. So it's great, but you know, along with cryptocurrency is there's high times and low times, but you just roll with it. And like you said, Rusty, when we start building up again, that's the time to start, you know, daily, you just sell a little bit, you take some profit every day, you take a little bit of profit on the way up and, you know, sell that nest egg. Right now is your time to be building, you know, you're building your stack, letting it grow. You know, just, you know, everything's super cheap right now. Now is not the time to be selling. You know, I know it feels weird because we're at a low point, right? We're down 80% on a lot, on pretty much everything, 80% plus. And it's like, I just want to run. I just want to get out of here. And it's like the very worst thing you can do because you're locking in your losses.
And you know, unless you need that money, I mean, I would not sell right now. It's, definitely not. But yeah, it sucks. We lost a lot. Terra, that really, I mean, that put after all the stuff that's going on with Juno, right? We were heavily invested in Juno and heavily invested in Terra. It's just like one after another. It's like, man, damn you, cryptocurrency. But oh well, I love it. I love it. I can't, you know, I told you, I don't know if you remember a few weeks ago, I was like, dude, I think I'm done for a while. And that didn't even last an hour, man.
What's the saying? If you can't handle me at your worst, you don't deserve me at my best. And that's pretty much crypto in a nutshell. You've got to survive the worst to really appreciate the good times when it's, you know, doing 20-30x for you.
Yeah. Well, one day I just keep stacking and one day we'll get there. But, you know, real quick, I really have just almost gotten numb to it. I mean, I see the price and it's just, it is what it is now. It's just, if it goes up, it's like, if it goes down, But anyways, enough about my whining about my crypto losses, but So good, good to have you back, bud. So what's going on with Knots? A lot of shit's been going on, man.
So much is happening, and I appreciate you holding down the fort. You didn't even call me or anything. I mean, you were so cool about it. So, I come back to the office, so to say, and it's like, whoa, you kind of feel like you've really been out of it. I would peek in, but I wasn't really taking the lead. So I'm back now, and things look great. There's just so much going on. The one thing, and I'm so proud of this. I know it probably won't turn out to be a big thing, but we're releasing the very first comic series ever in Cosmos. Cosmos has never had a comic series, and here we are, we're building one, and it starts tomorrow. And I'm so proud of the writers. We got Flick here, and AJ, they built the script, they built the plot and the storyline, and they're working with our artists that we have, and it's just so great to see that the comic series coming together. And the comic series represents Knots, it represents the cosmos. There's there's real plot and there's real storyline to it.
AJ's got a little thing. I just posted it up to the top, talking about the mint tomorrow. So well, tell us a little bit about it, because to be honest, I haven't been that close as you have. This, you and Jay and Flicks have been working on this. I've just kind of looked at it from afar.
And we work best like that, where we kind of like have different duties. So yeah, I've been taking the lead on the comic thing. I think that's great for building up not just Knots, but for Cosmos. You and I, Rusty, we love Cosmos, and for it to be successful, people have to have pride. We got to have a fan base. We got to have something to talk about, something to show, something that's tangible. So the comic series is another step in that direction. And it's a storyline that begins with the Knots that we've launched already. So within that story, we're going to have the Juno Knot, and we're going to have Mr. Higgins coming up. We're going to have the Wah Knot. We were supposed to already have launched Osmo, so we're going to have an Osmo Knot too, but that was delayed, and we probably will not see Osmo Knots until July-ish, depending on how Acid Mantle's doing. But as far as how the comic goes, it's going to be like a daily circulation Monday through Friday. We're starting tomorrow. Will be day one. And it's going to be only 111 stars. And there's only going to be 20 copies printed. So very, very few copies. Out of those 20 copies, there's going to be one gold framed, two silver framed, three bronze framed, and the rest will be regular. So there's going to be rarity within those comic series. But it's kind of like Superman, comic one, day one sort of thing. So it's exciting. I'm going to be trying to grab one. We're hoping it sells out. There's only 20 of them. And then we're going to be able to tailor our circulation based on the interest that we see. And we'll be having Stargaze link, so people can just buy it directly on Stargaze.
Oh, damn. I didn't even know about the different frames. I honestly didn't even know about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got some rarity is great. It's fun. And we're limiting it, so you can only do one mint per wallet. So you get one shot at it, because there's only going to be 20 of them. Yeah.
Yep. That'd be easy to obviously snatch them all up if you didn't do that. So cool.
Right.
Well, I can't wait. And that's tomorrow. It says at 1300 UTC.
Yes. 1300 UTC. We're going to do the full reveal on our Discord. So I'll direct people to come into our Discord, and they'll be able to see the first comic. And that way we'll get a little bit more traffic coming into our Discord, because, we have a great community. We have a lot of active speakers, and you and I were both really cool. I mean, if you want to come in and talk about another NFT project, I mean, sometimes our own mods will be talking about other NFT projects, and that's totally cool, because we're all about building up the NFT community, right? So it's not about competing with others. It's about supporting each other and building each other up. So we have a very active community. We talk about floor prices, other NFT projects going on, who's doing giveaways, what's coming up with Knots. There's always something going on. And another part of that's going to be us releasing, it's going to be called Knots Universe, and we'll have day one right in Discord where people can check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Thanks. We are cool.
We are cool, man. We're making waves. I mean, we're making the first comic series, and this is this is just, you know, a team of committed individuals. Just like when we started Knots, like, you know, you start with a vision, and you dig in, and you get it done. And same with the comic. You know, we had never made a comic before, but we said, let's do this. There's got to be a way we can make it work. So the guys that became writers, AJ and Flick, I mean, they work so well together creating a storyline. They're very talented. And they were making revisions together. And then our art people, I mean, they were just, you know, our art people never made a comic before. So we had to keep sending it back. And, you know, what you describe in a story has to reflect what you see in the comic. So we'd have to kind of send it back and forth. But the team is really cohesive now. There's a lot of good work between the two. Between the writers and the art team, so it's coming along really nice. And yeah, I'm gonna, if they're available, come. So it'll be 9 a.m. Eastern tomorrow. I'll grab one if it's available. Okay. Still, I think they're gonna sell out.
Yep, you will definitely. I hope they sell out. I think they will. And I mean, 111 stars. I mean, that's extremely. That's nothing at all. I don't know what that is. Yeah. I don't know what the stars are at right now, but yeah, that's cool. That's exciting. And that'll be fun for everybody. I will have to, you know, read it and see what's up with these gold frames.
One gold frame, only one. Two silver, yep. Three bronze.
Okay. Go ahead. I was going to say, to everyone listening, I had another profile picture. That's really me. But Jerry said I needed a nicer one, so I put one with my dog in the background. So I was just looking at that, and that reminded me of that. But that's really me and my sweet dog Sugar. So I hope that's more approvable. I hope you approve of that more, Jerry.
I love it, you know, because your thumb before. I mean, I appreciate a good thumbs up, but it was as big as your head. Before, you know, and this looks so much better. We got you smiling, your hand is down, I got Sugar popping around your head. You look great. I love it.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
Yeah,
that was my best picture I could find.
Before I moved on, we had Grits had raised their hand. So Grits, did you have something you wanted to talk to us about?
Never heard of them.
Yeah, I just wanted to say hi. I've spent like 20 minutes trying to set up this mic. So hi.
Grits!
What's going on, bud?
My partner just got paid today. His first payday of his first dev job. So
nice.
Everything's crazy.
Hell yeah.
I love his Osmonaut. That background he's got for the Osmonaut is my favorite. I love that, like, the glowing pools in the ground. Yep. That's my favorite background of all of them.
I can't believe that I got the same one in the Osmo pit. It's the same character. That blows my mind. I was freaking out.
That's awesome.
When I got that, he's like, did you do this on purpose? I was like, I don't know. I was confused. He's like, it's the exact same as my other one. I was like, no, man, this is just, they were just airdropped out, man. It just worked out like that.
What,
so.
What are the odds, though? That's like 1 in 10,000 odds.
There's no, like, I don't know if that would be possible, you know, like, I'm pretty sure, like, it's fate when, right?
Yeah. That's crazy, man. Absolutely.
You know,
crazy.
I'm excited to, I think the Osmonauts have such a great look with the lab coat and the purple coloring, and it's a really beautiful set. We gotta wait for Aspen.
Like, I'm not even lying.
Say that again. I didn't hear you, bud.
It's the only NFT series. Like, I was like, oh man, I want one of those. And I'm not even lying.
Yeah,
it's the first one in the cosmos that I was like, I really want one of these. Like, even as a game, like I said this months before, or a month or whatever before, when you guys were just previewing.
I love them too, the Osmonaut. To be honest, that's my favorite one. I think that those would probably be the favorites of most people because, like I said, everyone has that connection to to Osmo, to osmosis, right? That's usually most everyone's first, you know, layover when they get in here, right? They've got to learn how to transfer coins, right? You get Atom, and then you've got to, okay, well, then how do I learn about swapping? And it's all, most everyone does it on osmosis.
I can't wait to actually start collecting them all. Yeah, I'm probably going to get two of each, you know.
Well, speaking of that, we don't have a date on the Asset Mantle launch, right? They're being honest, Jerry, as we always are, they're not great at communicating. We've said that before. They're shitty at communicating. Let's be honest. They're not really good at it. Even with the creators, they'll send out a thing on their Discord every once in a while, but it's basically, hey, we're in a holding pattern. We're sitting here working in the background. We don't have a date yet. We believe it's going to be late June, July sometime, but and even they've had, you know, Twitter spaces or Discord spaces with just some of the creators, and we've said, hey man, you've got to be more open. You've got to communicate with everyone else better. And
well, that's good, because they seem to have a big problem. Same with persistence. All those guys, I'm actually hired by like Hondux to moderate, right? And all those guys like seem to know each other, and they all are Indians, so they're not the best at communicating.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, they're not. They just, even though we've told them, right? They know that they're aware of it. They're just worried about working on the background. But I've said, you know, communication is key. Communication is the most important thing to me. You know. Communication, transparency. Hey, we don't want to launch. It's a shitty time to launch. We're going to hold off. Then just let us know. But
exactly.
Anyways, we think it's July,
we tried.
Right?
And Rusty, you tried. You were so direct with them, and then I backed you up, and I was like, you know, we got our creators, and I know they got their plate full because they're worried about the market and they want to have everything just right, but. I mean, if you wait too long, I mean, Stargaze is just going to blow right past you. But yeah, you were direct with them, and you said we need a time, because the artists have art that's just sitting there collecting dust, and they want to move forward too. And we couldn't get a direct answer out of them. The best
are you guys going to switch platforms?
We committed, and when we give our word, we try to stay as committed for as long as, you know, as long as we can. And I think we're going to try to hold out. If it's July, it's okay, but that's kind of pushing it, and it's pushing it for a lot of artists. But they had said, because they're talking about modules and trying to do all this like special stuff for the customer and everything, and they want us creators out there promoting Asset Mantle and whatnot. But we have no date. You can't go out there and say, like, I can't go out there and say, hey guys, come buy Osmonauts and Asset Mantle, because the first question is going to be, when is it available, right? We have no answer.
Like the guys from Persistence asked me to like share content, and I'm like, I'm not going to share content unless you actually have content to share.
Yeah.
Right. So it's been tough. And I know, you know, the market's down. So you don't want to, they want to drop their Mantle token and do like the airdrops, but they're afraid with the market being down, the first thing people will do is, instead of minting NFTs, is they're just going to cash in all those Mantle tokens into Atom, or cash them in for something else. And then basically their whole project will be sunk. So I understand.
The vesting period, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. So I understand where they're coming from, because you don't want to launch, have everybody sell the token that you have out there, and then for the project to die. So it is a fine line, but at some point you got to have some faith in your own project and you got to move forward.
Because at the same time, Stargaze is over here just running away with the Cosmos NFT scene completely. I mean,
man, I can't believe what Stargaze is doing. I can't believe how they're taking off. Like, every project seems to just be selling out on that.
It's a great platform. It's a great community. It's got great devs behind it. It's fun. It's easy to use. What's not to like it about it? And they're just running away with it. They are just absolutely, that's where everyone wants to be, over there. So that's where, go ahead.
Managers. I also heard from community managers. I don't know if you guys know this, but I was told that OmniFlix and Stargaze are both going to be doing some sort of NFT like staking thing where you can get the token for staking the NFT. And I don't know if you guys are up in that or, you know, but I was told that's going to happen.
I've heard rumors of that, but I wasn't, you know, I didn't know if or when that was going to happen. But yeah, there's a lot of things that could be done with NFTs, and it's going to be exciting to see what they do. But right now, Jerry, that's where everyone wants to be. That's the place to be. I see Jacob on here. Congratulations to him. Star Monk sold out in like 2 or 3 days. So that was
absolutely
awesome.
Congratulations.
That's awesome.
He's busted his ass to do that. Congrats to him. And he did that on Stargaze. I mean, Stargaze is just where we've been on OmniFlix a couple of times, and we have not had, I mean, relatively minimal success over there. It is just not getting that traffic. I love Sisla. He is a great dude. It's actually a really good platform, but there's just no traffic, right? I mean, it's just like...
I feel like the platform is a little bit too complicated for the average new person, honestly.
It is a little more complicated. I will definitely give you that. And also the fact that you have to get that fee grant as well, too, because they're doing transactions. Flix is, you know, what you're using for transaction, and there is no Flix. And sometimes people are looking for it in their wallet and they don't, and that gets confusing. And yeah.
I couldn't even find my NFTs for like a solid 10 minutes when I first checked out.
You're absolutely right. And you know what? We were on that platform and I had the same damn problem. So it is a good platform. There could be some upgrades made, but Jerry, we only really want to be on Stargaze, but it's we want to give other marketplaces an opportunity. But if you ask me,
and we you know coming going forward, we have the Osmonauts, and we're going to launch on Asset Mantle with them. We have Omninauts, and we're going to do that with OmniFlix when they drop their Flix token. Then with Huanauts, we moved them over. We actually pulled them out and then moved them over to Stargaze, and we had you guys were great. I mean, we sold the Wanots. They did great. We sold out. We had a minor boo-boo in that we were looking to pull some Star Nuts out, but we wound up pulling a percentage of our Wanots. And so we just decided to end it as 100% minted. It would have sold out anyway, though. Like, we were selling many Wanots. I think they were priced really well at 450 stars, and that 450 500 range seems really good for Stargaze and getting, you know, because, you know, you got to like kind of like get a deal in there, you know, with the way the market is. But Wanots were doing great. But, you know, after the polling mistake, we just said, let's just, instead of trying to push them all back in there like on the secondary market, let's just pull it all. We'll close it. And so now Wanots is done. So we're sold out on Junonauts. We're sold out on Wanots. And we're at 70% minted on Star Knots. Now, we did pull some of our Star Knots because we were kind of like stuck in like the 30s range.
Let's talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's stuck in like, you know, it was moving up and then it sort of died out. And we're like, well, let's, you know, you don't leave a product on the shelf because we care about the value of NFTs to those that own Star Knots, right? And if the product is just sitting there, they're going to lose value, even though ours come with that utility. So what we're doing is we're pulling Star Nuts out. We pulled it out and we brought it up to 70%, and we're seeing those sales come in again. So it seems to be working. People appreciate that we're pulling and burning those Star Nuts. They're not going to be reused. We're pulling them out. They're done. They're never entering the market again. So the ones that we pull out, they're gone forever. So we're up to 70% minted. And we're going to, well, if we have to pull again, we will, but we're going to get to that 100% minted mark. And we're doing that to support you guys because we love you guys and we love the support you guys provide us. And we want Star Nuts to have really good value. So we're going to, you know, if we have to pull again, we will. But yeah, things are moving forward again. I saw a lot of good sales coming in. That bot that Lakmal made us is amazing. He made us, it's called CCTV bot. And it's a bot that shows you like every every sale that comes through. And it's got like a meme attached to it. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it's really cool. I think well, I think Jacob, you're using it, aren't you? I think Jacob might have got it. Does he need a mic? Oh, hold on, Jacob.
I actually didn't know you guys were still minting those. I'll go buy one after we're done this, or two. Oh,
thank you. Appreciate it.
They're still out there, but we took them down and we're trying to preserve some value. So like Jerry said, those will never see the light of day. And as another thing, as we've said, I mean, for anyone out there who's got a collection or who's wants to do one, this shit is just constant trial and error. And we will always, we are always upfront with things we get right and things we get wrong. But it's constantly learning. And what we're doing now is we're trending towards a lower price point. We're seeing that in the market, and I think that's where we're going to. A smaller mint size and just a lower price. But Jacob, what's up, bud?
Congratulations, I'm good. Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. So the bag that you talk about, it's cool. And he's doing another one also for kind of like the floor price for AMC in the Discord, so you can have all this information in Discord. So the bot is cool.
The bot is very cool. And then he just also, Lakmal, our dev, he put a tool out, what is it, Wild Bots, I think, or something, where you can go and enter your collection from Stargaze, and it will show you everyone's address. It'll give you all like the kind of analytics breakdown of your owners and their addresses and all different things about your NFT collection on Stargaze. So it's really cool. I'll find that tweet. Go ahead, Jacob.
Well, I'm saying, the thing you can find about is like the address, how many holders, all that. So everything you need. So and you can do giveaway also. If you plan on doing a giveaway, you can do pick a random wallet. The bot gonna do it for you. So.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really cool. He's doing a lot of cool stuff. And Jacob and I were talking about, a kind of creating a dashboard where you can view all your NFTs regardless of different platforms and stuff. So Lakmal, our dev, is just he's a great dude, and he's always coming up with really cool ideas. So. What people didn't like, Jerry, is when we had that thing on our main Discord page, because it would break up every conversation. So it would go off like the bot every will, 2 minutes.
Yeah, the bot does pop up immediately. So once somebody buys, if somebody goes and buys a star nut, the bot pops right up, and it'll just interrupt the conversation, and it'll let you know that something's been sold. And I mean, it's fun, it's great, but it does interrupt the natural flow of conversation. So we gave that bot its own channel, and it looks great in that channel. And did you see, Rusty, that the bot will now also tell you what the floor price is? And also, if the floor price changes, the bot will let you know what the new floor price is. So that is really, really cool, because for us to support people after they buy our NFT series, after the series sells out, floor price is very important there.
Yes, and one other thing that I know also, that what I was just talking about with the address, is it also tracks your burns. So like we were talking about how we burned those, that's tracked. So we're talking about two things. There's the bot in Discord, and then he's got this other, the website as well too, the wildbots.com. which gives the address information. But he's just got a lot of cool stuff, and I'm glad that he's with us. Definitely glad he's with us. He's helped us out a lot, so he's a great dude.
Absolutely.
What was I going to say? Do we want to talk about, you were talking about the floor price, and we've talked about in the past about not having royalties, but now we're we've discussed having royalties, a 5% royalty on future collections. And part of that would be to buy up for, we've talked about value preservation, would be to buy up any that are on the market for under floor price. So we've had a lot of internal discussions, and I will say that I was against that, but I've just because I think something and say something doesn't mean I'm not open to other opinions. So ultimately, I do think we will be going with a royalty in the future. You put a poll out there, Jerry, and people, I think I don't have the results, but it was like 80% were in favor of that as well, which I was surprised about.
Hey, Rusty, can you hear me?
Yeah. What's up, Jacob?
Yeah. So I'm going to go down to the listener. So I'm finishing something with the new website we are launching. So I have to do one more thing. And yeah, so.
All right. All right. Talk to you later, dude.
That is Jacob, president.
Yeah, we're talking tomorrow. And I thought we have an AMA tomorrow.
I believe we do.
Yeah, so that's gonna be a good one. So I'm excited for that one.
Yeah, it will be. It will be. I still don't have that time though, but yeah.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you later.
For anybody that's looking for a great, good-hearted, trustworthy DAO, Jacob at Atlas DAO, his team, his community, they're very DAO oriented. Rusty, you're a multi-sig signer there.
That's correct. Yes.
They Atlas DAO is a great group of people over there. We support them. We love what they're doing. They care about other people like we do. And they care about Cosmos. So we want to see Atlas DAO continue to succeed and thrive. And I think they're going to. They're a great community.
Yep. Great.
As far as the royalty goes, yeah, you know, I was against it too until I really thought about it and I put myself in the shoes of the NFT owner and I thought, well, if I owned a Knot and Knots came in to like buy floor price ones below, like suppose you paid 450 stars and somebody was throwing out an NFT for 400 stars, I would love it if the NFT that I bought it from, the group would buy that NFT to raise that floor price back up. Because even though we want everybody to like stake and hold on to their NFTs, part of the game with NFTs is trading. NFTs are a currency in themselves, and you need to protect that currency. You need to look after the value of the NFTs. You know, people, they might need to trade it. You know, they might need the funds. So our job is to look after, even after you're 100% minted, to look after the value and the long-term price point of those NFTs.
Yeah. I was against it as well too, but after listening, you know, we had some in-depth conversations. I mean, like I was saying earlier, Jerry was, you were texting me at 4:30 in the morning about it.
Yeah.
You're like, we're having a great conversation, and I was like, holy shit, good thing I had my do not disturb on. But still, I woke up at 5:30 and I get up and get ready, and obviously the first thing I do is grab my phone and start looking at, you know, text and Discord and stuff as I'm getting ready, and I was like, holy shit, this guy never sleeps. But yeah, ultimately,
well,
I
was just gonna say, you know, crypto tech believer, he's here in the room, and if he wants to speak, I would love to hear him. But he planted that seed in me last night. We'll get people that sometimes message us, and I love when the community will message like our Twitter or reach out to you or me and just like give us their thoughts. And he's the one that planted that seed in my mind about the, you know, you can use the royalties to buy up the NFTs that are selling low to help protect the value of your customers, of your supporters. And I was like, wow, that is really, really freaking cool. Like, that's amazing. So, yeah, I had trouble sleeping last night because I know you and I have been 0% royalties. But I mean, that is a huge deal to be able to support our supporters after you're 100% minted.
Yep. So I came around to it. So we'll also use, you know, we'll use some of that for giveaways. And so what happens, Jerry, with floor under, you know, subfloor price NFTs? What are we going to do with them when we get them? Are they going to go into a giveaway?
Yeah, we haven't settled on anything permanent yet. We could either take them off and burn them to reduce the supply, or we could hold on to them and then use them for giveaways. There's two options there. There could even be more options, but those are the two being discussed. You take it off the market, you burn it, you reduce the supply so that those NFTs still in circulation are now worth more because you're reducing the supply.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah, I wanted to obviously just bring that up since that was the main topic of discussion all day in our. There's a lot of behind the scene Discord chats with us and our moderators, and then there's another one we have with the NSA artists as well. So there's all kind of shit always going on, but now we can now with our devs new tools, we can monitor that floor price with that bot that you were mentioning as well too. So which is really cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. Lockmel was even saying he can create a bot that'll snipe any NFTs that wind up going below floor price. If we set a price and we connect it to our wallet, it will actually buy those NFTs that are selling too low to help protect the floor price so that the value is always at least what you bought it for, right? Because you don't want to like buy an NFT and just watch it nosedive on you. That would suck. So
you don't want to watch
long-term value.
Yeah, we don't want to. You don't want to watch it pull a Luna on you. So
yes,
but yeah, that's cool. And so I mean, I wanted to talk about it. We've definitely talked about no royalties, but as I said before, it's just trial and error and figuring things out. And maybe one day we'll have it halfway figured out. But until then, I mean, we just keep trying different stuff and trying to come up with that, with the secret sauce, the right recipe to make it all work. So, but still working, constant battle to get there, but it's been fun. Also real quick, You forgot to mention when you were talking about Wanauts that for anyone who had bought one, regardless on whatever platform, we sent out an Osmo pick to everyone as well. So everyone should have received an Osmo pick. If you'd ever bought a Wanaut, whether it was on Stargaze or it was on Omniflix, we sent out all those got sent out today and yesterday, or was it all today? Anyways,
it was they were sent out. And the Osmo picks, they look great. They look really fantastic. So that was a thank you to all of you guys that are supporting us. We're so thankful that we're able to bring, because it's risky too. Like that wasn't on the launch pad where everybody could see it. It was a direct link. So we needed our supporters to come to us, find the link, and then find get to the place where they could actually buy it. And we were just overwhelmed by the amount of support from people using the direct link. We found out it does work. You know, if people believe in you and your product, they will use it.
It does work. And Stargaze has got that new feature, that search feature on there, which is awesome too, right? So you could just go in and type in Wanauts or Starnauts or Sky Monks, whatever you want, and it's easily accessible. So that makes it really cool. But the difference, not to just harp on this, but the difference, we had it on Omniflix and we moved it over there and the difference was night and day. It was just the traffic. It's just the amount of traffic is unreal. But anyway, so yeah, if you do have any, just check your Omniflix wallet and you'll have an Osmo Pix in there. And it's a little backwards in that we have Osmo Pix coming out before the actual Osmo Knots, but you know, this it is what it is right now. So until Asset Mantle opens up, that'll be the way it goes. So
yeah, and I'm sure Osmo Pix will do well, especially with it being incentivized. I think they're going to do, or Osmo Knots will do well. In the meantime, Once we we're trying to wrap up with Star Knots, we're at 70% plus now. We're looking to get that 100% minted within the next couple weeks or so. Whether we have to pull or whether there's natural sales or a mix of both, we're going to get to that 100% mark, get them sold out. And then moving forward, we're going to have our Netta Knots. And the really cool thing about Netta Knots is we'll be partnering with Cosmo Spaces. And they're going to, if you have Juno that wasn't used with the Juno Knots, if you stake Juno with Cosmo Spaces and you own the Netta Knots, you'll get the discount just like you would have with the Juno Knots. So you'll get that cool Juno discount.
Now, do we have any pictures that we can share of the Netta Knots? Because I know I just said this about the Osmonauts, but the Netta Knots, the Netta Knots and the Osmonauts, the Netta Knots are just like our top notch. They are very elite. And I mean this in a playful way. They are very elite NFTs, you know, playing off that exclusivity of Netta. But these things look badass, and these things are blinged out. They are the coolest fucking robots I've ever seen.
Yeah, if we made it official and said Gen 3, this is what like Gen 3 would look like. Our artist, he's really found his groove, and he went back and he made all new items for every single category, every single trait. So every single trait has at least 12 new items within that trait. And then if for some things, there's 13 within that category. And what I'm doing for Netta Knots is I'm switching out the amount of rarity. So the most rare items within our Netta Knots will be 0.1% drop. And then our second most rare will be 1% drop. And then our third most rare, which is Farkip, the name of it, will be 5% rare. So, but the most rare is it's called Deus, and it's only 0.1%.
So, where did you come up with all these names at? I saw when you were naming them. Did you just make those up or what?
Well, you know, I am a very creative individual. I'm on the art side of things.
I'm not being facetious. You are,
yeah,
as I said last time, you are a master thinker. That mind, that
I think
gerbil is constantly, you know, spinning on that wheel in there.
Always. But if you get something that is a 0.1% drop, I think Deus is aptly named for it.
Yeah. These look badass though. We have just two up on our Discord under the Netta Knot section. If you want to go check those out there, but both of them are standing in front of banks, which is great because they're just elitist. These elitist bots who just, you know, think they're better than everyone else. Mr. Higgins-esque, but they look really cool. I mean, the detail, the pocket watch, the different chains, the artist is really just taking it up. Even every time he just goes to the next level and it's like, oh my God, but the detail, and like, you can look at their arms and see like the wires inside their arms and just their gold chains and all the attention to detail is just fantastic. I love them. I think people love them too. I mean, there's just like stacks of gold sitting around. It's awesome.
Yeah. You know, we maximize the pixel density so that people can crop them if they want to make them into PFPs or just keep them complete. But yeah, you can zoom in on any part of our picture and the detail just continues to amaze me. And what you and I do is we go over it, like, you know, we zoom in and look at every part and make sure it's up to standards.
I'm literally doing that as we speak, looking at these, but you're absolutely right. You can zoom in as far as you want, and the clarity is absolutely perfect. So yeah, you can easily do the PFP without a problem on those.
Yep. And I love that Cosmo Spaces is working with us. So if you want to stake Juno with Cosmo Spaces and buy the Netta Knots, you'll get the really cool Juno discount, because a lot of people own Juno, but not a lot of people own the Juno Knots. Those sold out very quick, and you know, they're out there, but they're sold out now. So this is like a second opportunity. If you do have some Juno, buy some Juno Knots and you'll get that staking commission discount. Or buy the Netta Knots and you'll get the staking commission discount.
Yeah, so let's talk about how we're probably going to launch these, right? Because we've been in talks with some different groups about working with them, right? We've been talking to Hope Galaxy, right, about about potentially launching on their platform. We haven't ironed out all the details yet, but the plan will, we're going to launch 100, 200 on their platform as well, too, and then potentially release others via a link on Stargaze. But
So Stargaze is packed, you know, there's a long line, and we're just like anybody else. So we got to get in that line again if we want to get on the launch pad. I think we won't be able to get on the launch pad in time. So we're going to have to use that. We'll use the direct link. But I think we have enough community support out there, and we're going to price these right at about 450 stars. So, I mean, people will be, you know, because part of the fun is minting multiple ones, right? So we're going to try to price these appropriately so that people can have some fun with them, still get that great utility. And we will incorporate the 5% royalty in them so that we can help protect the price protect the net and knots when they do go on the secondary market. But yeah, it's going to be a direct link. And then with Hope, we're going to do either 100 or 200 there for their small community, depending on the numbers that they can get to us. Because like you said, we try to, you know, we're for all of Cosmos. We want to support, there's many, many NFT markets that haven't even opened yet that will be opening. And, you know, we want to be as supportive as we can to all the markets here in Cosmos.
Yep. It'll be fun, right? You know, it's tough going anywhere except for Stargaze, but you know, we've been talking with them. They're really excited about having us. So we're excited as well, too. Hopefully it goes well, but we're going to just keep a small sample over there, a small size, 100, 200 over there, and see how it goes. But you never know. But it's great to be able to support them and support different NFT platforms as well. And I will throw this out there, kind of switching topics real quick. I don't think this is a secret because the guys all over our Discord talking about it, but we've been in talks with somebody from BitSong as well about doing an NFT where we implement music of real artists who are using our BitSong platform. Did I say Bitcoin before that?
BitSong. I think you're
okay. Anyways. But so we've been talking with somebody from BitSong about creating NFTs with music and from actual artists who are on that platform as well. So we've thrown out some really cool ideas. But I mean, if you just think about what you could do with a knot, and you could do like a country knot, a rap knot, a reggae knot, a rave knot, this techno, and, you know, like an 80s knot. You know, we've talked about different things like a mixtape knot. All kind of different. Think about just the different genres you could do of music. But if you actually add that element of music in there too, it's pretty fun. I don't know. We've just been talking two or three days now, but it's been really fun to just get that the wheel spinning and thinking about what you could potentially do with that.
Yeah, you know what's great about talking with these directly with the builders of these different tokens is you get to learn about how much they're grinding behind the scenes too. Like, I had no idea how much is going on in BitSong until we started talking to them, and they're working hard. Like, I mean, they're doing things that is not being done anywhere else in crypto. And that's so good for all of Cosmos and BitSong. I had no idea that they're grinding so hard that they're making so much get done. So within the next few months, you're going to see BitSong really come out of their shell.
Yeah, so to give a little background, we're talking with this guy, and this guy just started breaking out flowchart after flowchart.
Yeah, that was amazing.
This. I was like, oh my God. I mean, we were just talking about NFTs, and then he just started going into the details of everything. So you're not kidding. I mean, they're working on a lot of cool stuff over there. But yeah, that guy was. Had a lot to show us.
He did. So yeah, we're and you know, it's great when when a coin in Cosmos will come out and reach out to us and say, hey, we love your product. It's a huge honor, right? And they want to work with us, and we're happy to work with them. And, you know, eventually we would have gotten over to BitSong anyway, but now we're going to move them up in the list, and we're going to, you know, down the road, we'll be coming out with BitKnots. So I think we got Gritz asking a question here. Gritz, I tried to add you as a speaker here, bud. It's not letting me. Can you add him, Rusty?
I don't know how to. I'm trying to. I think you have all the controls.
Gritz, you might have to leave and then come back in. I've tried to add you several times, but it just keeps cycling back. So I don't know. It's Twitter.
Yeah.
But it's Twitter.
The thing about BitSong is, remember, they did their airdrop, but you haven't heard, to be honest, I haven't followed BitSong that much, but I haven't really heard much about them, right, since the airdrop. I mean, I guess that was the main reason I knew of them, was I got that airdrop. But
yeah,
behind the scenes, they're doing a lot. But once again, I just don't know how much they've been marketing or what. But I mean, they've got a lot of stuff going on, and they're working with a lot of artists. And it's cool. It was eye opening, right? What they're doing. It was a lot more than we were planning on getting. We thought we were just going to talk about an NFT, but there's a lot of cool stuff going on over there.
There is. And just full disclosure, after talking with them, I decided to buy some BitSong and take it because yeah. I was like, huh,
this one guy has sold promise. Me on it.
Yeah, hey. He did. I mean, we talked with that dude. He was talking for an hour straight. Well, like yes. You said, with them flow charts and everything. I was like, holy cow. All right. He was a good salesman in his own way. Cause I went and I bought some BitSong after that.
Oh, that you did. You sent me that. I was like, man, he got you. Yep. he wasn't trying to sell us. He was just, you know, he was very,
hey Gritz,
very convincing in what he was saying.
Not working.
We got you. I can hear you, okay. Bud.
We got you,
this
bud.
This is just acting ridiculous right now. But yeah, I'm very familiar with BitSong. I actually was one of the first Cosmos projects I looked into when I came over here, because I actually been playing guitar for like 20 years, and I was very interested in, you know, being able to release my own stuff and getting royalties. So I've been actually looking into that project a lot. It's kind of awesome that you guys are setting stuff up with them. So I'm curious.
Yeah, and Gritz, you were the one who sent them over our way, right? Or
yeah.
Is that you? I thought it, yeah. Yeah, so thank you. Yeah, we had a meeting with him yesterday, and like Jerry said, it was an hour of him just kind of breaking down BitSong and the possibilities and what could be done. And it was great, because what's great is, you know, we think about, you know, sometimes you miss the forest for the trees, right? You get so focused, this tunnel vision, and then you just listen to somebody else and it's like, okay, shit, this blows your mind. Like, okay, I was just thinking of one thing, and now, you know, the possibilities, what can be done with this. But this guy was very convincing, and even though all of his flow charts were in Italian, he was breaking it down. So
yeah, they got a couple of geniuses over there, that's for sure. Did you guys try their test net? It was actually pretty smooth. It was incentivized as well.
No, I did not. So Jerry, I don't know if you did, but we have another.
No, he was talking about it though. He told us there was a lot of people that were using the test net.
Yeah,
he was walking us through BitSong, showing us behind the scenes. I'm very, very impressed. You were very impressed. I had no idea how much building, how close they are to really just exploding out within Cosmos. So very interesting stuff. I'm excited to see what they're going to do over the next couple months.
Yeah, I will be releasing some music on there for sure. Probably drum and bass first, I think.
Awesome. Hell yeah. Well, keep us in the loop on that. But it's cool. It's a cool platform. It's a cool premise. It was fun to talk to him. And he's working on setting up another meeting. So we should be meeting with them sometime in the next few days as well again. So that's exciting.
Question about if they're content creators and I noticed some people have some labels on there already and they're getting a bunch of people within their labels that create content. So very curious of the structure they got from not just the platform side, but to the creator side.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess, you know, he wasn't very fond of Spotify. So I don't know, to be honest, Jerry, I don't know exactly how all these platforms work. I know the artist gets some small percentage, but, you know, I can't act like I know how all of them, the payouts on the different ones work, but to say he was not fond of Spotify is an understatement.
I think BitSong is looking to empower musicians and artists to put money back in their pockets, because it seems like these other media streams have made artists kind of go broke, and this is a new way of helping artists rise up from the bottom again. So it's cool, and I'm all for supporting that, empowering the unknowns and helping to get the money back in the pockets where they belong, instead of all of it going to these large digital companies.
Hell yeah, absolutely. And then if we add our NFTs and put some music to that, I mean, it'll be cool. It'll be cool. I hope this comes to fruition. Like I said, I normally don't think we'd necessarily just talk about this, but he's been all over our Discord posting about it. So I don't feel that it's something, we need to keep quiet. So, but that's something just really cool. Something we'll obviously keep everyone in the loop on that, but it's exciting. And it is good when they come to you. The same thing with the Hope Galaxy, obviously a lot smaller, token built on top of Juno, but they reached out to us as well too. So, it's always exciting and humbling when you get to speak directly with somebody from that whatever blockchain it is.
But yeah, it looks really promising and interesting, because the way it was presented to us is that on BitSong we'll have our BitKnots, and there'll be a track of an album. Yeah. Attached to each knot. So you're buying an NFT, you're getting the knot, plus you're getting a track of music behind it.
So many possibilities.
Yeah.
Like you can have your content creators make music for you and all that stuff, and they can get royalties and endless possibilities.
That's what I was talking about when he was talking. Jerry, I don't want to speak for you, but something like this had never crossed my mind, right? But he was talking about, what if people go and they try and collect the whole album, right? But one track is on one NFT, right? I mean, the kind of possibilities, the kind of little things you could do with that, where somebody's working to get a whole entire album, but they've got to find all those NFTs or collect them. It's cool. It's just fun idea.
Imagine listing your album on Discogs as an album, but it's an NFT album.
And that's where we're going. Each NFT is its own track, and if you were to collect every track and then have the entire album, you'd get an additional royalty every time that track is played. It's really cool stuff. I mean, you'll be able to own, you'll be splitting the royalty with the artist who created it, the musician, but it's cool in that if you own that track of music, you're splitting the royalty with the artist, and then the artist is winning too, because they're getting the royalty off of some of the NFT that was sold. So everybody,
I'm actually surprised how much royalties are paying. They claim 100%. I mean, I'm familiar with Audius and stuff, and maybe 50%, but that's very surprising. 100%.
Yeah, we didn't cover exact amounts with them as far as that.
Yeah. And we also talked about, and I don't fully understand this, but the fan tokens, I think, is what they're called. So I know they've done this with I think sports teams, right, is what he was talking about, like Manchester United or something, soccer or football, wherever you're at in the world.
Have you looked at Rally?
No, I've heard of that, but no, I haven't.
Yeah, they. I think they're the first ones I noticed that did the fan token thing for creators. And I know a bunch of bands personally in the post-hardcore metal scene that actually do that. with Rally right now. So it'd be kind of cool to get those guys over here.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. I know he's looking to expand his portfolio of creators on there. So I think if you are a musician and you wanted to get your label out there, I think BitSong is definitely open to expanding their portfolio. And, you know, now might be the time to reach out to them, you know, Brits and anybody else that might be a musician, because he was talking about expanding it.
Yeah. I mean, I won't keep saying this, but there is a lot of stuff. I mean, I think we were really amazed at just all the stuff that's going on over there. It's just a lot of cool stuff that's going on. And like I said, it was happening to, we've just been, I have just been thinking of this more. We've talked about having music and sound and stuff in there, but never thought of it like at this level. So it was just really cool to, you know, hear his ideas. So, and Grits, listening to you, it just seems it's a cool platform. So check it out. I'm not going to act like I know tons and tons about it, but it no, seems like a great, great platform.
We were given like a thorough download version of the presentation. Honestly, it was overwhelming how much is going on. I think for laymen like us who are not in it, it was a lot to absorb. We tried to pick up what we could, but damn, there's so much going on in there. Yeah. And like I said, I don't do financial advice, but I was so impressed. I went and I bought some BitSong. I was like, you know, I thought they were kind of like an oddity, like not going anywhere, I'll be honest. But they are, to me now, after that presentation, I am very impressed. I think,
yeah, the LPs are actually built in Osmosis. And like, also good on you guys for trying to find new utilities with your project. That's like everything. You know, that's what I look for.
We are always trying to look for new utilities. This one, to be honest, it just got kind of brought to us by this guy, but it was just listening to him. Because look, this is like the mix of, you know, the music industry, crypto, and NFTs, like all colliding, and it's just cool. But yes, it was overwhelming because this guy knew his stuff, and he had a lot to say. It was like he was, if it was a presentation, he was like trying to buy our business, he would have bought my business, right? I would have, you know. I mean, you went out and bought some BitSong after that meeting. And he wasn't trying to do that at all. He was just trying to give us an overview.
Yeah, but you know, it was kind of like walking into an advanced physics class when you were just a regular dude on the street and you just happened to walk in. And it's like, okay, here it is. You know, here's your presentation, and it was a lot. But again, impressive. So,
absolutely.
But yeah, so you know, for you guys that don't know, it takes about a month for each knot series. So if we were to say let's launch BitKnots 30 days from now, we would have the product complete, and that's because we put so much effort into the detail, quality controls, metadata, preparing to advertise, get the word out. You know, there's just a lot to it. So it takes about a month just to do one series, and we can kind of do more than one series by doing like overlap or you know, pushing it. But generally it takes about a whole month to get one series out. And we have not started BitSong quite yet because we got some other stuff in the works. But I think we will be starting that BitSong series just because we like to be prepared and ready for when they do need us.
Yeah, it takes about a month, and we're getting pretty good at our groove, right? We all have like kind of our little niche things. We have our little things that we do. So, but yeah, about a month, and then we've been getting really, really picky on the art, right? It's you know, every series we want to get better, and you've got a really fine eye for the detail and doing all that. But I mean, every series has been getting more and more, and don't know how much we can get, but every series it seems we raised the bar. So it's exciting. But the bit song, not, you know, shit, that could be the best one, man. Who knows? But so far, the Netanauts, check those out. Netanauts and Osmonauts are incredible.
So yeah, Netanauts is amazing. I'm excited about it. The background, we got some axes, some like Jedi-like looking lightsaber stuff going on. It's cool. And then with Netanauts, because he's kind of like a elitist prick, he's got like the fancy cane, like the walking cane or the money cane sort of looking thing. So yeah, he's got the Netanauts have a cool look to them for sure.
Absolutely. Check those out. We need to, if we can, maybe put a couple of more pictures of those up, but they're very, very exciting to see that, to have those pretty much complete and working on getting those out there. We did reach out. We did try and, you know, we're constantly in talks with Stargaze trying to weasel our way back onto the launch pad, but there are, there's a lot of good artists out there and there's a lot of people trying to get on Stargaze. So understandable that we probably won't get a direct place on the launch pad, right? But we will be we will be using that link. So
And at this time, I mean, it's not permanent, it's not set in stone, but it looks like it'll be about 1700 mint at about 450 stars is what we're looking at. Given the marketplace, given the economics, that looks about right.
We're like I said, we're seeing a trend towards lower prices, and if you know, we have to go with the trends, right? And we're going to be lowering prices. We want to be in that competitive price range too. Right now with the crypto market, and we're seeing this across the board, you've got really two options. You could do a higher price, but you need to have a lot smaller collection, or you can have a bigger collection and really lower that price. But we are seeing where people want to go into Stargaze, and it's like almost like a casino, right? You want to go in and you don't want to just play one game, right? You want to put your money into that gumball machine and get a couple of those little plastic balls and see what's inside of it, right? That my daughter always gets when we go to the Mexican restaurant. You know, you want to put your money in. So if we want to stay competitive, so we've got to adapt. We've got to modify, you know, what we've been doing. So, yeah, we'll be looking for, you know, a fair price, a reasonable price, but we'll definitely be lowering that price. We have to stay competitive, to be honest. So.
Yep. And maximize, you know, value and, you know, take into account that it's a hard time in everybody right now. So. It will be lower, but it's going to be fun. You know, we're still doing. So we still got Starknots. We got Starknots for about 2 more weeks. So if you haven't got any, please check them out because Starknots are cool. And again, with the NFTs we make, they're there for long term value. Every single month that you stake stars and you own a Starknot, you're saving yourself money. You're putting more stars directly back into your wallet, and that is just so cool. That you know, the longer you own an NFT, the more money you make with an NFT. So please, if you haven't checked out Stars, the Starknots, check them out.
Yep. And I'm working on the numbers right now as we speak to get those rewards out to everybody. So when you buy it, I know most people have probably already heard this, but you buy the Starknot, you stake Stars with our partner Rhino, and then behind the scenes, we will pull everyone who owns a Starknot, everyone who has Stars with Rhino that owns a Starknot, and we'll give a commission based on how many Starknots you own. So if you own one, it's 7% discount, two, it's 15%, and three, it's 25%. But the owners, the holders of those don't have to do anything. All you got to do is own a Starknot and stake with Stars with Rhino. And then behind the scenes, we're doing all the work and, yeah, and then you'll get a discount, and it'll have a little memo in there that says, you know, commission discount for owning Starknot and staking with Rhino or whatever, something along those lines. But just sit back, relax, and get that discount. And the discount, you know, it all depends on how much you own, but I mean, we easily get hundreds of dollars back each month. So that's gone down some with the price of crypto going down, but hey man, it's you can get a really good discount. It's a great utility.
Yeah, we love utility. We love working with Rhino Stake. We love working with Cosmos Spaces. They're two incredible validators. Neither one is in the top 20. And so that you guys know, like if you're not in the top 20, 25, it's a daily grind. These validators in the middle and towards the bottom, they're not getting rich. I mean, they put in a ton of work to validate, to secure your tokens. And it's, you know, for what you get out of it, it's an awful lot of work. You know, I would love it. I would love to see Cosmos more decentralized in hoping that, you know, as people learn more about validators in the middle and at the bottom, there's a lot of really good validators throughout the whole continuum there. And I would love to see more people work their way out of that top 20 set and support these other really, really great validators like Rhino Stake. Eric from Rhino Stake, he actually helps build code behind the scenes that builds up Cosmos. Really great guy. And then Cosmos Spaces, their validator helps support these guys that, you know, they bring us the news and the media. They keep us informed about everything going on in Cosmos. The Cosmos Spaces crew, they're just incredible guys. So, yeah, just please check out these different validators that put in so much work.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm looking for it. And maybe somebody knows. AJ had posted there's a website that shows how much each validator is making a day. I don't know if you've seen that, Jerry, but it's a site.
Oh, I want to see that website.
I was looking for it. I'm scrolling through AJ, one of our moderators. He posted it earlier, and I was at the doctor's office earlier, and I was looking at Twitter, and I saw that he posted it. I looked on that. I think we were at about for our two validators that we have on Cerberus and Chihuahua, we're making almost $2 a day, I think, on that, Jerry. So, it's not, and we're both in the middle on both of those. So we're right around, I think, 50, 45 in both of those sets. Now, and I know those are both meme coins, but it just goes to show that there's not a lot of money in this if you're outside the top 10, because so much, like you said, is centralized. There's just a large percentage of all that money is right there in that top 10% of most of these validator sets. So these people are not getting rich by any means. So your delegation to them is always appreciated.
Go ahead, Grit.
I actually delegate to you guys on all those validators.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Yeah. We love it. Thank you for supporting not just us, but also Rhino Stake and Cosmos Spaces. Just so you guys know, when we partner with a validator, we don't take any commission or profit from them. And basically the validator's not making money either. They're taking a pay cut. So these really great groups, the Cosmos Spaces, they're taking a little bit of a pay cut by offering that discount. But they love supporting Cosmos and you guys with the NFTs. So we're very lucky to have Rhino Stake and Cosmos Spaces working with us, because basically you got to give yourself a cut if you want to offer these special discounts. And it takes a very special committed group of people to make this happen.
So it's, I found it. So thank you. It's chainstats.io. I posted it up top, but if you go on there, I have never seen this before. You can go in there and you can see all the stats, how much the validators are making. So definitely check that out. It's very interesting. And like I said, I think when I looked at it earlier today at the doctor's office, I think we were $1 and maybe 80 something cents. It could have been even less than that.
Thanks for sharing this. I'm usually never shown things first.
So. Yeah, well, there you go. It's very, very interesting. And Crypto Tech Believer, I sent you, congrats on that. I sent you the 1,500 stars just a second ago, so you should have that in your wallet. I've still got to send you the star knot, though. But anyways, you check that, make sure you got that. But
yes, yeah. Those that don't know, he was a winner for Crypto Danny's giveaway. So congratulations again on winning the giveaway through Crypto Danny. That's really cool. And I love the giveaways that we do. So if you when we do a giveaway, if you own like a particular knot, we'll do a bonus to say thanks, you know. So we'll do like a 1,000 star bonus or something as like an extra incentive to say thank you for, you know, supporting knots and supporting Cosmos. So very cool stuff.
Absolutely.
Okay. You know, Rusty, I was also going to tell you about as far as like validators. Now on BitSong, I went and staked there, and at BitSong's website, you can actually see how much each validator is staking. And you guys would be surprised to see like some of like these big time validators, how little they actually stake and put into like staking with Cosmos. It's a bit disappointing, honestly, because you would think like these really big names would be like staking a lot, you know, because staking is what makes Cosmos work. And behind the scenes, you might see like 10, like I saw one validator was 10 BitSong. I'm not going to name drop, but I was like, really? You're only staking 10 BitSong and you're a big name validator? So I think that it would be great for validators to like show like not only how much money they're making, but also like how much as a validator are you staking? Because staking is what helps give Cosmos the economic security and growth that it needs to keep getting bigger and stronger.
Okay. Well, yeah. I think you might be able to see that on MintScan too. If you go and click on the validator, I think you might be able to see how much they self-delegate. Yeah. I'm not 100% sure. I seem to think that you can. I don't know. But if you get, check out that link up there. And then if you want to go and dig through the different validators, and there's a lot of good ones. And then there's a lot of other ones that, you know, that, it's really centralized. So, I mean, we're supporting the smaller guy and people that are giving back. And I know a lot of these people are giving back, but Cosmos Spaces, Rhino, I know Atlas DAO is setting up their Stars validator as well. So there's a lot of good ones out there. So check them out. Show some of the little guys some love out there as well too, and get some of that centralization out of the top 10 and the validator sets.
I just wanted to make a point. I was in the Juno Telegram and I was trying to bring light, like, hey, this validator's at the bottom to support blah blah blah, right? And they're getting mad at me, thinking I was shilling or something. And I'm like, you guys have a decentralization problem, and the network is a lot more vulnerable at 30%. Also, I've been in crypto since 2015, and back then there was a huge problem with a cool service called Supernova. And what they would do is they would come over and find a new chain and do a 51% attack on you. And I've been in a couple projects where that's happened. So kind of important, you know, very important. If you like the chain that you're in, pick the ones at the bottom, like really.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, so. I think in general it's a learning curve, because I think generally all you guys here know this and you're well informed. Twitter's really great at educating. I think for those that invest in Cosmos and maybe are not active in Twitter, you know, when you go to stake, you think, well, the person at the top is probably the most secure, or the person at the top is the most safe. And if you don't know, then you don't understand that you're safe pretty much anywhere on that list. You know, there's really, really great validators all up and down that list that are grinding so hard, and your tokens are safe and secure, and it is better to move down the list. But again, if you're not educated, you're more likely just to grab the first couple at the top.
Yep. I apologize, a text from one of my employees from my real work, saying she wasn't going to be in tomorrow because her child was sick. Sorry, I was answering that. But this is the same. When you come in, you I did that too. The first time, you know, you're trying to figure everything out. The last thing you want to do is figure out which one to choose, right? When you just come into the Cosmos and, you know, staking might, when you come over from places where there is no staking, you're, okay, well, this guy's probably in the top 10 for some reason. I'll just go with with this guy. But anyway,
also isn't it like any like it's not any more secure or better. Like if a validator gets jailed, you just redelegate. It's like no big deal. You know what I mean?
No, there isn't. Just keep your eye out. Yeah, if you do delegate to somebody that's really low, just make sure also that you know they could fall out of the active validator set.
Yeah.
Keep your eye on that because
as long as you haven't jumped previously within 30 days, yeah, if your validator went down, you could just jump out and head over to another validator. But you can only jump so many times. I think it's like every 21 days or maybe 28 days.
I think the cooldown period or whatever is the same as whatever their unbonding period is. So
okay.
I think that's correct. So I think it could be 14 to 28 days.
Gotcha.
So.
But I think we covered everything we wanted to cover. We covered the comic. We got the first comic in Cosmos. We got we talked about Osmonauts probably in July. Netonauts will be coming out in, I don't know, like 3 weeks or so.
Yep.
We want to try to sell out. We want to sell out on Starknauts. They're up to 70%. We're going to get Starknauts sold out. Really great thing. We got Juanauts sold out. Junonauts is sold out. We're going to be doing 5% royalty. That royalty will be used exclusively to support the bottom price protection so that we want to protect the NFTs that you buy from us for long-term value. I think that's everything. And
yeah. I actually made a list this time too, Jerry, and we checked off.
Oh, nice!
I had on my list. So that was the first time in our you know couple of months of doing this that I've ever actually even written something down. Sorry, but I did today, and we checked off my list there, bud.
Nice. So, well, look at you getting all in depth.
I am. Yes. I actually wrote it down. I had it in front of me. I was highlighting as we were going through, knocking things off the list. So I'm pretty proud of myself. But why don't we give some shit away? We haven't given anything away. And it's been a while. And
It's good to get back.
You were off. I don't want to steal but I was thinking, why don't we give a couple away and we can let the winner do pick what they want. Unless you have an objection to that. Yeah.
Those are fun.
So we've got the picks. We've got what else do we got? We got 3D knots, we got Juno knots, we got Star knots, we even got Osmo knots. All the winner will have to do is just DM me. Just DM me your OmniFlix address, and within a matter of minutes, I will have one to your account over there. So,
cool.
How many winners do you want to do?
We can do three winners. Awesome. Before I did that, I just wanted to. Does anybody have any questions or comments about us? Because Rusty and I, we love to get feedback from all you guys. If you're not comfortable like talking to us on Twitter, you can always message us message us through Twitter. Or Discord, we try to be available and get back to you as soon as we can. But we love getting feedback from you guys. The only way for us to get better is through connecting with the community. So if you guys have any questions or comments, we'd love to hear from you guys.
Yeah, and let me say one thing about that. I was talking with our mods about this day. There was a guy on our Discord yesterday who had an issue, and I ended up talking to the dude on the damn phone. So, I mean, we really do take this serious. And as I was saying, I didn't want to sit and just message back and forth because when you're messaging, so often so much is missed in that, you know, with the versus verbal communication with a voice inflection, your tone, you know, whether you're angry or sad or trying to really emphasize a certain point or something. So the dude, we were talking and I just called the dude on Discord, man, and we sat there and had a good conversation. I was kind of running that by the mods. I was like, oh man, I hope this wasn't too direct to me, but shit, I just called him up, man. I was like, I really want to know more about what you're saying, and I feel we could do it better talking verbally. So
yeah,
hey man, I called the dude and we had a good conversation. So we really do take it serious. I mean, we're busting our asses putting everything into this, and it's not a cash grab. We really do try and take pride in our work, and we take feedback very seriously. We definitely want to understand people's questions, comments, concerns, anything. We really are open to all of that. And we've learned so much. We've gained so much from the community and ideas and ways, different ways of thinking, right? So, sorry, I'm just rambling about what you said, but we really do
care. No, you're right. Very seriously. And you know, the Discord call is cool because you can remain anonymous. So if you, any of you guys ever wanted to have like a one-on-one talk with me or Rusty or the two of us at the same time, hit us up in Discord and we could do a private call so that we could speak and chat and you can remain anonymous. I know we all value our privacy and whatnot, except for Rusty. He docks himself. Very cool.
I'm about to come out. I'm gonna be going to some conferences to see people at some point.
And Sugar behind you, she doxed herself.
Sugar does not give a shit about anything except for food. So she would dox this whole family in a heartbeat for a hot dog.
She's still a great dog.
I don't like food at all, really.
She would dox you for a steak, man.
Yes, and real quick, last thing I'll say about my dog Sugar. She's a Chihuahua, half wiener dog, half Chihuahua, and she's a great dog. So I'm
still not sure on steak. I tried it like 4 years ago, and I'm probably gonna keep trying it. I don't know.
Last thing I'll say. Crypto Tech Believer, check your OmniFlix. You should have a new star knot in there, bud.
Congratulations.
All right. Well, Jerry, let's give some away, and then we'll let the winner decide what they want. So star knot, Juno knot, 3D knots, WA knot, anything. Any knot you can think of, we've got, except for the Netta knots. We don't have those available yet.
Yeah.
But
not yet. I'm working on the metadata right now, so they're not even made fully yet. But I'm getting there. I'm about 85% there. So
yeah, and then we've got all the new rarities. So I'm gonna have to update all my rarity spreadsheets and everything when I create that part of it. You're gonna make it harder on me. But
somebody's going to get a Deus trait. Deus, man, 0.1%. That's going to be hot. Somebody's going to get it.
Every time you say that, it reminds me of that song that Amadeus, Amadeus, Amadeus.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do. You're older than me.
All right. So, guys, we're going to do numbers. We'll do, let's do 1 through 15. I got the numbers written down. What I do is we just have you come up and, you know, you guess a number, you get it, you'll have your choice of whatever NFT you would like. I think that's really cool. Winner's choice.
This, and once again, for anyone that's never played this or been here, this is the cheapest game we could come up with, but it's a fan favorite and we love it. I mean, this is like, I call it the ultimate dad game. Just pick the closest number and you win, but. It's cheap, but hell, it's fun, and we have a good time, and we love giving NFTs away. So, so just request to speak, and Jerry will let you up, and then what you'll do is just DM me on Twitter. The winners just DM me your OmniFlix address and tell me what you want, and you will ask and you shall receive. So, okay, I'm ready, and here you are, sir. I'll keep track of the numbers too and the winners.
Odenaro? Am I saying it right? We got Odenaro up first.
Let's see.
Steven? Hey, Steven.
Oh, there we go.
He's here. Odenaro. Hey, Steven.
Yeah, sounds right.
Odenaro, Steven.
What's up, bud?
Going once. Going twice. All right. We'll have to move on. We might come back to you. Let's see. We had Jeff A. He was up next. Let's bring Jeff A.
Hefe.
Why do I always say Jeff A? Hefe.
Hey, what up? What's going on?
Hey, Hefe.
What up, Hefe?
What's going on, guys? Let me go with number three.
Oh, no three. Good try.
Worries. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks, Hefe.
I'm going to write down these numbers.
I've got them. Yeah, I got three. I got it.
All right.
Hi.
Oh, Odinaro Steven. Hey.
Hey, what's up?
I'm good. Let me go with number seven.
Seven.
Seven. Oh, no seven. Good try, though. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
All right. Let's see. We had Strika. Oh, and then after Strika is Cosmo Ken. I know he's been waiting too.
Sweet.
Yeah. Strika. Am I saying it wrong? Strika.
It looks like it. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, bud?
Yeah, I'm going good. I'm going good. It's my first time playing. First time checking out the spaces as well. It's good. Thank you.
Hey, well,
welcome.
Welcome. We love very newcomers.
Cool. Yes. Are you new to Cosmos 2 by chance?
Not really. Well, actually, yeah, pretty new. I've been here about six months.
Okay. Well, cool. Welcome. That's still new. Very cool.
Welcome.
It's still new, but 6 months in crypto is also like dog years, right?
It's like 60 years, but yeah.
I've been in crypto for about two, maybe nearly 3 years, but I came on over from Nervous Network to check out Cosmos and fell in love.
Great.
And I've been here ever since.
Yeah, I know I'm following you, so I know that I know you've been around for at least a little bit. So welcome, man. Welcome to our show. Glad you can make it.
Awesome. Thanks for
having
me.
Hanging out.
And if I could choose number nine, that'd be awesome.
Let's see.
Number nine
got,
is right? A winner.
Oh, yes.
Congratulations, Strika. Wow, no. Great job.
Awesome. I was gonna pick number seven, winner. But the person before me got in.
Okay. Yeah, Odinaro picked that one. So so do this. If you know what you want, go ahead and let me know. If not, just DM me in Twitter what you want and your OmniFlix address, and I'll get it over to you here really quick.
Awesome. Thanks for that, guys.
Thanks,
thank you, bud.
Great job. Congrats.
All right. So we got 3, 7, and 9. 3, 7, and 9. Nine was the winner.
And nine was the first winner. Next up, we have Cosmo Ken. Welcome to the show.
What's up? Thanks for having me, guys.
What's up, hey, bud? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Good listen. Appreciate everything.
Great to have you.
I'm going with number 12.
12. No, I'm sorry, Cosmo Ken. Good try, though.
Yep, appreciate it.
Thanks, bud. All right.
After Cosmo Ken, we had this Andrea person. Never heard of him. Let's see if we can add him. Andrea. Andy?
Hi. Yes. Sorry. My mic was off.
Hey-o.
I suck at this.
Hello.
We have Andy.
Can I do five?
Five is the second winner of the night. Congrats. We're getting some early winners.
Oh, my God.
Oh, congratulations.
Man. Can I have an Osmonaut, Andy. Please?
Andy, you know you can. All right.
Thank you.
She's going
awesome.
She's going for the pre-release, huh?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Very cool. Congratulations. Awesome.
Thank you.
So
that is so awesome.
We've got I'll get that over to you here in just a few minutes, Andy. Thank you very much for everything.
All right. Yes. Great.
So hey, I gotta go walk the dogs. It was great hanging out with you guys. Thank you.
You always walk at the same time. Every time we have a show,
I do. Like literally by the clock.
That's funny. Yeah. All right, but
we'll be
safe,
back.
Man.
Peace out.
Right, take care, Grits. Thank you.
All right. So we've got 3, 7, 9, 12, and 5. So 9 and 5 were the winners. So we've got one more
one
right?
left.
All right.
We have one
more
winner left.
And out of
we had Shantae B. Shantae B was the next one up in line.
Okay. I think that's Chente.
We got
I think that's Chente.
Chente.
Hi, guys.
Vicente in Spanish.
Nice to have you.
Hey, what's up, bud?
Nice talk tonight.
Hi, Chente, welcome to
Knots. Welcome, bud.
Okay, guys, I will go with number 11.
Oh, congratulations. That is the last one. Great job.
Nice.
Thanks, guys.
So, you guys are mind readers today.
Wow. Awesome.
Guys, I will send you a DM, okay?
Yeah, send me the DM with the OmniFlix address and then just whatever kind of knot you want, bud, and I'll get you. Ahorita te lo mando.
Thank you, guys.
So right, cool. Bud. Congratulations. So, yeah, I must have been telecommunicating my numbers tonight because they went fast, huh?
Well, there was no real. So we had 11, 5, and 9. That's no real pattern. Right. Other times you've had patterns and we've had code breakers who have broken your pattern. But this is pretty random.
So that's the thing. So now I'm trying to go random so they know they can't pick something that goes in. So now they know, right? Because I would do like 5, 10, 15, or, you know, like 4, 8, 12, something like that. But now they know, like, hey, Jerry's going with, like, the random ones.
As long as Natega's not here, she can crack your code every time.
Oh, man, dude.
We can't even call her.
If she was my neighbor, I would buy her lottery tickets to scratch off for me. Because, yeah, she has got something in her blood. It's amazing. But guys, thank you everybody for coming out and hanging out with Rusty and I. We appreciate you guys. We appreciate the Cosmos community. We want to grow with you guys. And as far as summer goes, we'll be popping in and out because Rusty and I, we have family to look after. So we'll be taking our vacations and looking after family and trying to enjoy summer. And we want you guys to enjoy summer. Please spend time with family, friends, get outdoors. You know, enjoy nature. And, you know, as fall comes around, we'll be doing it weekly, you know, every single week again. But I think next week, Rusty, are you going to be, you'll be gone for then?
So not 100% sure. Next week is Decentral here in Austin. I know that some people on the phone will be there. It'll be over that day, but it just all depends on my schedule coming back and everything else. So let's call it 50-50 for next week. The week after that, I will definitely be on. I'll be at the beach with my family, and I love you guys, but I also want to spend some time with them and not hop on a call on vacation. But after that, man, I'm pretty much wide open. So it's just these next 2 weeks that are really in question for me. But besides that, after that, I'm back to normal.
Nice. Okay, great. Well, we'll keep not snooze going. We try to do it once a week on Thursdays at about this, you know, about this time every Thursday. And we love reaching out to you guys. And again, anytime you guys have a question or comment, you don't have to wait for Knots News. You can hit us up anytime. You know, I learned something great yesterday, and it can be good or bad or whatever. We just love to learn from you guys. And that's how we get better. So. Thank you for hanging out with us and helping us to grow.
Yeah, thank you. Definitely.
All right.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I'm looking forward for that comic tomorrow, man. I'm ready.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It'll be cool. Thank you. It'll be fun. I hope people like it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the comic is caught. I am very excited about that. Thank you. All right, guys. Well, right. till maybe next week, huh? We'll find out. Thank you, everybody.
All right. Talk to y'all later.
All right.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was Knots News, IBC NFT giveaway and AMA, hosted by Knots NFTs, recorded on Thursday, June 2nd, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. And if you want to keep listening, head on over to TerraSpaces.org/donate and show some support.
Mutation. It is the key to our evolution. It has enabled us to evolve from a single-celled organism into the dominant species on the planet. This process is slow, normally taking thousands and thousands of years. But every few hundred millennia, evolution leaps forward.
Street. Diving through the forest, looking for the door to the portal. Said it'll take me down a corridor. I'm ignoring the warning, storing importance. The cord looks sourced from ancient coordinates. Smells like musty mutants, trust me. I've been hunting bugs since the leaves started rustling. I must be getting close, yo, the scene is disgusting. Parasitic mutations leeching off the country. Grab a couple samples and defy their custody. Feeding gamma rays to the beast at peak velocity. Mutating awesomely, pre-sato wanna me. Taking all the scraps and feed them to the lottery. Always evolving to defy the possibly. These are the things that will scream irresponsibly. Feeling uneasy, these genes get them off of me. I don't mean to trip it, am I mutating properly? We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this. Breathing getting heavy, I can feel it in my arms, but I can't stop now.
Mutation.
It's an art form, don't be alarmed. If you see me looking odd when I'm out on the farm, spinning crop circles in your yard, reaching the stars, need a way to get across. Got this little
mutation,
lets me hack key cards. Scene looking like it came out the first three saws. Flexing like Rex when I mutate the precog. Leaders trying to research this genetic seesaw. Give me all the science and we'll leave you with the pre-slaw. Riders believe they bleed these endorsements, turning scientists into terror supporters. Gotta seize the spoils and release the spores. It's time to forage through DNA lore. So sink it or swim, silly Alice, take the pill and see we're all mad here, taking over your facility. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this.
Imagine a world in which an old dying man's last dying wish is fulfilled.
Alexa? Can you play that one C-Fi space where he clowned all the Safe Moon and XRP bag holders and then told everyone to buy Luna because it was going to 1,000?
I'm confused why we're not talking about the fact that you can easily, like, 300x your money on XRP. Like,
you know, son, I remember a time. Alexa, enough. I'm trying to reminisce now. I remember a time before Terra Spaces existed, when things that were said on random Twitter spaces would just get lost to the proverbial black hole of time.
That's the best
bet. Why isn't Luna in wind turbines?
Hey, guys,
I'm reading all about these wind
guys,
turbines.
Guys, do you mind if I explain Cardano a little bit? Because I've been in Cardano since like 2018 and I can give you a full breakdown.
Just when you thought it was safe to shill shitcoins.
Oh my god, you guys. I don't know what to do. So much blood. It's so red.
From the creators of Your Exit Liquidity, in association with We All Love to Hear Ourselves Talk, Inc. For more information, go to terraspaces.org/donate.